hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Pat.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Ahoy, mateys. Uncle Jonas here with a careful warning to all shipmates who man the pilot's wheel. We just got word that a foolish sailor fell asleep on the watch of a mighty sailing vessel. While they were all asleeping, the ship hit an iceberg.
That's right, Jonas. It was a tragic loss. If he would have been watching and praying, he could have warned the pilot and saved the vessel from total destruction.
Captain, does that remind you of a scripture you've been teaching the crew lately?
It surely does, Jonas. The Lord told his disciples in the garden, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Aye, Captain, that be the wisest advice of all. Matey, in today's adventure, we're going to visit two very special places in Israel. The mighty sycamore tree in Jericho, where Zacchaeus was seeking for the Lord, and the Garden of Gethsemane, where the disciples fell asleep. Listen close now to part 5 of The Sneaky Sheik.
Ooh, these trips sure do get long.
Are we almost there?
I simply must find a different brand of lipstick. This desert heat just destroys my sensitive lips.
You're as beautiful as ever, my pet. I just love that new blush.
Moshi, are you and the Sheik related?
Not hardly, Pixie. We're about as different as can be.
He kinda reminds me of a wolf in Sheik's clothing.
I know what you mean. He scares me sometimes too. But you kinda get used to it when you live together.
Is he your guardian?
Kinda, I guess. He found me on the street in the Jewish quarter when I was just a baby.
What happened to your mommy and daddy?
The Sheik says they abandoned me. I guess they didn't want me. Of course, I don't remember any of it.
Where do you live?
In a den, a cave, with 9 other boys. All of us are orphans.
Talk about a large family.
Wow, that's a big one.
The Sheik sure must be a nice man to take care of all of you for free.
Yeah, it's a real steal.
Look, mates, we must be coming into Jericho.
There's sure lots of trees here.
Look at all the fruit.
Doesn't some fresh squeezed orange juice sound yummy?
Let's stop here for a few minutes and take a break. Everybody off!
Why are we stopping here?
I just wanted to, take a look around and, see if I could find some, water. Yeah, water. The camels are looking really thirsty. Everybody just kind of explore the area for a few minutes. This won't take long.
Hey, look at this little sign. It says, "This is the sycamore tree that Zacchaeus climbed."
Zacchaeus? The wee little man?
That's what the sign says. How would they know if this is the exact tree?
They probably don't, Peanut. But we do know there was a tree.
And there was a wee little man. Zacchaeus was a little man, a little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he went to see. And as the Savior passed that way, the people heard him say, "Hurry up, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today."
Yes, the voice is
Help! I can't hang on!
I'll catch you, princess!
Ah! Ooh-wee!
That was quite a landing, princess. Can you get up?
I think so.
You're gonna have to be more careful. You don't want that to happen again.
I sure don't. That was the 13th time it's happened today. What are you looking at, Pixie Pirate?
This sycamore tree. It's supposed to be the one that Zacchaeus climbed.
You know.
Zacchaeus was a wee little man.
Wow! I never thought sycamore trees could be this big. Hey, there's somebody up there.
Way up in the hippy-dippy-tip-top.
I see something, too.
It's Moshi.
And he's got the jar out of my saddlebag.
Moshi, come on down.
I'm coming.
Moshi, bring the jar with you.
Oh, of course. Sure, Captain.
Here, Moshi. Just put your foot on my shoulder. Hand me the jar.
Thanks, Pixie. Appreciate your help. Thanks a lot. Well, let's get going.
Moshi, what were you doing up in the tree?
What tree?
The sycamore tree.
Oh, that tree. Well, I was, doing my best to, try and, protect the jar. Yeah, that was it. The camels were all alone, so I grabbed it and climbed the tree.
Was there some sort of danger?
Danger? Are you kidding? This is a terrible part of town. Just terrible. Things get stolen here all the time.
Moshi, are you sure there's not something else you want to tell me?
Something else? Yes, there is, Captain. We need to get out of this part of town before somebody gets hurt. Let's head for Jerusalem right now.
Lift up your eyes to the hills, sailors. There she is.
Welcome to the holy city, Jerusalem.
Oh, she's so beauty enchanted glamorous.
You camels stay here on the Mount of Olives. We'll be back in a little while.
Pixie, go ahead and get the jar out of Jezebel's saddlebag. We'd better take it with us.
Sure, Captain. Let me carry it for a while. Has anyone seen my money? It's not in my saddlebags. My watch is missing, too.
I gotta get going. I'm gonna be late. I can't be still because I just can't wait.
Jehu, forget the corny poetry and be still. You're making me into a nervous wreck.
Oh, now be a good boy and mind your mother, Junior. Oh.
I'll sit right here. I really will. I'll bite my tongue and try to be still.
Everyone follow me. We're walking down toward the Kidron Valley. It's such a beautiful view. Look at that gigantic cemetery.
Just think, mates. This is the way Jesus often came into Jerusalem.
This path is kind of steep.
Hold my hand, PJ. I won't let you fall.
Okay, everybody watch your step. We're going inside these gates to the left.
These big trees look ancient.
They really look old, too.
These olive trees are over 2,000 years old.
What is this place?
It's called the Garden of Gethsemane.
Then this is where Jesus prayed the night he was arrested.
And where Judas betrayed him.
Sailors, everybody have a seat, and I'll read the scripture that tells us what happened here.
Good idea, Captain.
Oh, it sure feels good to sit down.
Peanut, can you carry this jar for a while?
Sure, Pixie. Just put it in my lap for now.
I'm really sleepy.
Me too, PJ.
I didn't realize how tired I was.
It's been a long day.
And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I pray.
Hey, you sleepyhead! Wake up!
Who said that?
I said that!
Where'd that voice come from?
Right behind you.
There's nothing behind me but a tree.
Welcome to my garden. My name is Olive.
But I didn't know trees could talk.
I didn't either for several hundred years. Then one day, I got a little crotchety with all them birds a-picking on me. That really goes against my grain, you know. It's the pits!
What did you do?
Oh, my stomach got tied up in big old knots. Then the sap started rising, and before I knew it, I was singing at the top of my limbs.
You can sing?
Yes. My roots are really deep into music. It's all over my family tree.
Could you sing us a song right now?
Well, my joints are kind of stiff and my timber ain't limber as it used to be. But I don't see why not. Just let me warm up my sounding board a little. Do, re, mi, fa, sol.
What are you gonna sing, Olive?
I'm gonna sing you a little ditty I wrote myself.
Where'd you get the idea for your song?
From watching those sleepyhead disciples last time they were here. Christ took his disciples to Gethsemane. There he told them, watch and pray with me. But when he returned, he found them all asleep. They were willing, but their flesh was weak.
Wake up, Christian, Jesus calls today.
When he went to heaven, Jesus said these words, be a witness to those who've never heard. You shall have the Spirit's power as you go. Preach the word so everyone will know.
Wake up, Christian, Jesus calls today.
This is Christy Ann with important information about all of Patch the Pirate's musical recordings. If you miss a broadcast, you can log on the web at patchthepirate.org and listen to it for free at any time. Call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH and we'll send your family a free full-color catalog. Call 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Mateys, we'll be sailing away until next time, but don't forget to tune in to part 4 of The Sneaky Sheik, as the Isaiah Scroll mystery continues to unfold. So for Patch the Pirate and the whole crew, this be Jonas Squidley saying, so long, mateys! Ha 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 ha!